This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Katie Bowles for part two of the Morning Farm Show from the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City in a few moments. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended the day at 498.5. That was up a half. March wheat ended at $5.25 unchanged. May wheat ended at $5.03 unchanged. December corn yesterday ended at $3.61 down 3/4. March corn ended at $3.68 down a penny. May corn ended at $3.74 down 3/4. November soybeans yesterday ended at $8.65 down 3.5. January beans ended at $8.58 down 4.25. March beans ended at $8.59 down 4.75. December soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $2.90.60 down 80. January meal ended at $2.91.20 down 70. March meal ended at $2.90.90 down $0.5. December soybean oil yesterday ended at $27.25 down 19. January oil ended at $27.52 down 19. March oil ended at $27.74 down 19. December oats yesterday ended at $2.26¾ down 3.25. And March oats ended at $2.25¼. That was down 2. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with the USDA's production and supply demand reports pressuring the market with higher numbers. Corn and soybeans traded in light volume at the port of trade, and in the cash markets, firm basis continues to support corn and soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 333 to 347. Soybean bids were 8 to 9 higher at 833 to 859. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 to 5 cents at 344 to 372. Soybean bids were 7 to 8 higher, ranging from 845 to 868. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 cents at 352 to 374. Soybean bids gained 7 to 8 cents at 847 to 872. And the wheat bids gained 7 cents at 396 to 443. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 to 13 cents stronger at 880 to 883. Basis was steady to a nickel higher at 17 to 20 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $287.40 to $306.40 per ton, down 80 cents, with basis steady, ranging from 4 under to 15 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 to 4 cents higher at $3.62 to $3.87, with basis steady to a penny higher at option to 25 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents stronger at 363 to 374. Basis steady to 2 cents higher at 1 to 12 over December. Soybeans ended up 6 to 9 cents at 872 to 881, with basis mixed at 9 to 18 over the January. And new crop wheat bids on Thursday were up 3 cents at 429 to 460, with basis steady ranging from 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 cents higher at 379 to 380. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 7 cents with quotations at 896 to 897. Soft wheat closed sharply higher at 423 to 498, and the Milo up 3 cents, ranging from 368 to 369. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 342 up to 352. January bean bids range from 833 to 848. In central Illinois, January corn range from 344 to 374. January soybean bids range from 843 to 866. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, January corn bids range from 356 up to 381, with the January soybean bids at 851 to 874, and wheat bids for June, July delivery in 16. Those bids range from 447 up to 484. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. December hogs ended the day at 56.10, down 7. February hogs ended at 58.25, up $1.17. April hogs ended at 63.57, up 72. December cattle yesterday ended at 133.15, up $1.82. February cattle 135.22, up $1.90. April cattle ended at 134.95, up $1.62. November feeder cattle yesterday ended at 175.37, up 52. January feeders 166.90, up 82. March feeders ended at 164.05, down 15. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 3 cents higher in the range of $47 to $52.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $51.31. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $3 to $6 lower since Tuesday with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 29, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 30, and 6 weights and up 31 to 32. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $30 to $34. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,270 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 308 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 119 to 131. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 109.75 to 116.25. Choice slaughter heifers 124.50 to 130.25 with some high dressing selling for 131.25 to 132.50. On to slaughter cows, premiums were bringing $98. Breakers were 75.50 to 84 with some higher dressing all the way up to 86.50. Boners were 75 to 83. And the higher dressing all the way up to 86.50. Leans were 70 to 74, and the higher dressing bringing 81.50. Bulls under 1,500 pounds were 85 to 91.50, and 1,500-pound bulls and up 91.75 to 99.50 with some high dressing up to 106. Now moving over to the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had a feeder cattle sale. They had receipts of 433 head. Starting with the feeder steers, four weights were 203 to 212, five weights 180 to 201, and six weights were 170 to 184.50. Feeder heifers, four weights were 180 to 202, five weights 163 to 168, and six weights 153 to 171. Feeder bulls, five weights were 170 to 189, six weights were 160 to 178.50, and seven weights were 131 to 156. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 371 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $76.17, and that was $1.32 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $211.80, and that was $3.01 lower. Select carcasses were $200.48, and that was $3.71 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, Cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000. That compared to 436,000 last week and 431,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Today's farm show comes to you again from Kansas City, Missouri. I am still attending the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention, but I will be headed back to Illinois this afternoon. Yesterday, while I was participating in the trade talk with all of the agribusinesses from across the United States, I had a chance to talk with Jeff Swanhorse, the Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer for AgriBank, and AgriBank is affiliated with Farm Credit Illinois. Jeff and I discussed how the two are affiliated and what the ag lending landscape looks like.
AgriBank is one of four farm credit banks in the U.S., and AgriBank itself, our primary focus is funding farm credit associations that are in the 15-state territory that we cover, from North Dakota to Ohio and all the way south to Arkansas. And, of course, Illinois is right in the middle of all that. And our direct connection with them, of course, is we fund that, the farm credit associations. But conversely, those 17 farm credit associations actually are the owners of AgriBank because we're organized as a cooperative.
Okay. In some of the things that you're involved with the ag economy and, of course, lending. But as we all know, commodity prices have been lower this year. What can we say as far as an outlook on those prices? What do we see in the future?
Yeah, great question. And there's probably, if there's 100 people here, there will be 100 opinions, but I'll give you mine. I really expect that we're going to be in a price environment similar to this, maybe a little higher over the next 5 years. I don't think that we're going to have a major commodity price move upward to essentially, you know, solve the problems with the tight margins in crop agriculture right now. And again, there could be very significant events like a major drought here in North America or in South America that could change that issue or change that price situation for a couple years. But again, with our situation, and I really don't see massive increases in ethanol production that use corn or anything else that'll materially improve our exports, even though there will be incremental improvements, I'm sure. I don't see anything that breaks us out of this price environment for a number of years.
Well, that might not be what we were looking to hear, but it's honest truth, and sometimes markets are down. Now, kind of switching gears from commodities to land values, you had mentioned that you deal a lot with ag lending, especially for land. What's the outlook on those values?
Yeah, great question. The farm credit associations that we fund are the ones that are lending to farmers to buy agriculture land. And there's a lot of that that goes on in the 15 states that I referenced. And as far as outlook, under the assumption that we are going to be in this price environment for multiple years, and that's my expectation during this next 5 years, I believe we will have some softening in land values during this next 5 years. You know, and in reality, the last multiple years, the last 10 to 15 years, we've had a really good run in agriculture, you know. And now again, the last couple of years, it's really softened as far as income levels, etc. But I don't know how to say it any other way than it's almost like we need to have some level of correction because things have been almost too good the last 10 or 15 years.
As far as lending goes, have you seen an increase in ag lending for land lately, or what do you think going into 2016?
I wouldn't say there's been an increase in lending against ag real estate, but there continues to be quite a few sales going on, and a lot of those we will end up involved in as far as lending against the land when a purchase is made by a farmer. And we do expect growth in our loan portfolio over the next 3 to 5 years, but it's going to be, I believe, a muted growth rate from where we've been the last 10 years, as an example.
As far as demographics go with farmers, speaking of age, is the age group that you're working with mostly younger, older farmers? What's the typical person you work with?
Yeah, great question. It's the whole range. It can be a 20-year-old farmer that's just getting started, and it might be a 70-year-old farmer that might have a little real estate debt yet or something, and it's everything in between. And in addition to that, it's everything from a very small part-time farmer that may work in town and has some acreage and raises some cattle, or it might be a very large farmer that's operating in multiple states. So we don't have any, it's hard to really put a name on what the typical borrower is because it's the whole range in agriculture.
Well, is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to add about AgriBank or Farm Credit?
Maybe one point I'd make is that what I really see this environment we're in is I'll call it an agriculture efficiency cycle, whereby with this price environment we're in and the expectation that it's going to continue, there needs to be a lot of things done by farmers. And again, most farmers are pretty good entrepreneurial people, and they need to do things in the next 3 to 5 years to bring their cost per bushel of production down. And that's what I really see happening in the next 3 to 5 years in this crop agriculture that we all work in.
Once again, that was Jeff Swanhorst, Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer for AgriBank. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.